USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six candidates hoping to win the Democratic presidential nomination debating last night in Iowa. The last debate before the Iowa caucuses. With some highlights, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll be sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
As we mentioned earlier, President Trump had a big rally last night in Milwaukee where he said he was being impeached by the House because Democrats stand no chance of winning in 2020.
And then our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach him.
With Democrats expected to vote today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate, the president said he's not concerned, and he's looking forward to signing an initial trade deal with China, which will benefit American labor workers. He says his critics are suffering from, quote, Trump derangement syndrome. About 60 people treated for injuries after a Delta Airlines flight that had just taken off in Los Angeles and suffered some engine issues dumped jet fuel over public schools near L.A. The elementary school students suffered skin irritation from that jet fuel dump. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two more Republicans are supporting a resolution that would limit President Trump's war powers. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Todd Young coming out in support of a revised measure, giving it enough votes now to pass in the U.S. Senate. Collins, the senator from Maine, says the resolution would continue to allow the president to respond to emergencies, though it clarifies that the legislative branch is what declares war. The revised resolution that was proposed by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine prohibits the president from using U.S. armed forces against Iran unless Congress does authorize it. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn asking a judge to let him withdraw his guilty plea. His lawyers filing a motion yesterday ahead of his scheduled sentencing. His lawyers say the decision was made because of the government's bad faith and vindictiveness. Sorry, that's hard to say this early, but Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about discussions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during Trump's transition. He is scheduled to be sentenced later this month, but his lawyers are asking for a delay. And Build-A-Bear now says its customers will soon be able to build a baby Yoda. Meanwhile, Hasbro says it's releasing a talking baby Yoda in May. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.